I don't think we really capitalized on the opportunities. I can't speak for nobody else, but my one drop I had over the middle, that would have been a touchdown, I feel like, or a big gain. And I should have made that play. There's no excuse on that. But I think we didn't capitalize on the opportunities. I have to watch the film. I really don't know what happened in the second half. I have to watch the film to give you a better assessment. But we got to figure out a way to get in the end zone.
Half to half. I mean, first half, things are clicking. Second half, it's not. What do you have to do to get two good halves of football together?
You got to be consistent. Coach Gus talked about after the game is being a consistent football player, being a consistent football team. And when you're consistent, that's when you win. That's when you achieve victory. You look at the teams like the Patriots, the Broncos, the Packers, whoever else, when they're consistently doing the right things right. You know, they might win, you know, 7 out of 10 plays, but they're consistently doing well off on ball, 3 phases of the ball. So we got to figure out a way to do that.
I guess have confidence in offense. In what, you know, I mean, it seems like things are going well, and yet it's just a play here, a play there. Is this a confident offense?
We're a confident team. We just have to stop hurting ourselves. Stop hurting ourselves. If we continue to, you know, we can't have a first half, good first half, and a so-so second half, or a bad second half, I should say. We got to put a full game together.
3 games left for this football team. Still a chance to build some momentum?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we played two out of the last 3 games, our playoff teams, our playoff contenders, and one game's a primetime game. So, you know, we can still build momentum. We can still get better and still do some good things out there.
I don't know whether this is fair to ask or not, but for you guys who are out there catching passes and running and blocking, do you guys have to do more for the young quarterback at this point of the season to be able to help him keep things moving along? More to help Blake?
We can. It's a tough question. But, yeah, you know what I mean? I feel like on my part, you know what I mean, I'm hard on myself. I should have had that ball today. That was a big play. That could have changed the momentum around a little bit. So I can't speak for everybody, but I know for me I can do better helping Blake out, yes.